So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Samach Bay stated, Midas Tashlumi Kef on the Heges Bay Medabashi Ishbe Ruachim, Bay Medabashi Embe Ruachim. One pays twofold for stealing either live or inanimate objects. The Gemara now cites the source of this halacha. The Pasuk says that Kefel is paid for Al-Kol Dvar Pesha, Al-Shur, Al-Khamar, Al-Seba, Al-Salma, Al-Kol Aveda, and this Pasuk concludes with Yishal Mishnaim L'Riehu. The Gemara interprets the Pasuk as follows, Al-Kol Dvar Pesha Klal. The Pasuk begins with a general expression, referring to all items, then continues with Al-Shur, Al-Khamar, Al-Seba, Al-Salma, Prat, several specific items, and then concludes with Al-Kol Aveda, Chazar V'Kol, another general term. This is expounded as klal uprat uklal. Iyata don elakeina prat. All items similar to those specified are included in the halacha of kefil, namely ma prat mefurish davar metaltel begufei mamon. I've called davar metaltel begufei mamon. Items that are movable and have intrinsic value. Yatzu karkois sheina metaltelin. Yatzavadim shehukshu lekarkois. This excludes land which is not movable and slaves whose rules are compared to land. And yatzu shtaris sheafa pishu metaltelin en gufei mamon. It also excludes documents which, although movable, are only instruments to collect money but do not have intrinsic value. Therefore, one does not pay kefil for stealing these items. We clearly see from this pasuk that kefil nehagis b'devah she'im b'ruach. All items, whether live or inanimate, are liable for kefil. The Gemara now questions why we don't interpret the klal prat or klal differently. Davar she'nivlasim mitama b'mago b'masa, I'll call davar she'nivlasim mitama b'mago b'masa. Aval oifes lo. The carcasses of all the animals mentioned in the pasuk transmit tumah to one who touches or carries them, and so one should only pay kefil for stealing similar items. However, the carcasses of birds do not transmit tumah this way, and so one should not pay kefil for stealing birds. The Gemara points out that although salma ksiv, the pasuk also mentions clothing, which obviously does not transmit tumas nevelas. However, bebali chayim kamrinan. All animals mentioned do share this characteristics, and so we should exclude birds because kol chad v'chad kal uprat ba'apei nafshi darshin lei. We should expand each of the specified items separately in the following manner. Shoyer, karv l'gabe mizbeach. The pasuk would only mention oxen. We would only include animals that are valid for sacrifices. Chamor, kadosh be'bechayer. The mention of donkeys includes other animals whose firstborn are sanctified. Se, lasu y'ifis tahiris. The superfluous reference to sheep includes all other animals that cause tumas nevelas. Therefore, we should say that kosher birds are included because they transmit tumah when eaten, but non-kosher birds are excluded because they do not transmit tumah at all. The Gemara answers kol ribuyuhu. The expression kol is not a general term of a klal prat klal, but rather an inclusionary term of a ribuy umid v'ribuy, a series of inclusionary and exclusionary terms, which is interpreted l'rabbis kol mili, as including everything except specified items. Alternately, kol klaluhu, the word kol does usually refer to a klal prat klal. However, kol dahacha ribuyuhu, in this context it is clearly a ribuy because ksiv me'ikara klal prat klal. The pasuk earlier writes a klal prat klal regarding shvur shemer, the guardian's oath. Kitin etchel re'eyu klal, kesav kalim prat, lishmer hadav kol. First using a general term, then referring specifically to money and utensils, and then again using a general term. And as Rashi points out, Bakrakama Namik Feliksiv. The pasuk there also refers to kefil. Therefore, Lichtu Rahman Alhani Pratiga Behayach Klal Uprat. The pasuk should list Shar Chamar Beset in this earlier Klal Prataklal, and we would expound these ideas. Clearly, Ribuyuhu, this pasuk is understood as a Ribu Umute and is expounded as follows. Al-Kol Dvar Pesha Ribuya. All items are included. The pasuk then lists several specified items to exclude certain objects, namely Chalmuti Karka, Chalmuti Avadim, Chalmuti Shtaros, land, slaves, and documents. Salma Lamuti Daba She'in Mesuyim. Clothing is always distinct, and so we exclude items that do not have simanim, identifying characteristics. And Al-Kol Aveda serves to teach Atarin Tanis Ganim Ba'Aveda Misham Tashlumi Kefil. A finder pays kefil for falsely claiming that a lost object he was guarding was stolen. The Gemara now cites a Mishnah which discusses the payment of kefil for a false claim. Hechen pigdaini, amali avad, mashbeachani, vama amen. If one swears that an object entrusted to him for safekeeping was lost, and then witnesses testify that he ate it, he must repay the principal only. However, hoide api atmai mishalm karen v'chaymer v'ashem. If he admits to his wrongdoing, he pays 125% of its value and brings an Hashem Gizelus. On the other hand, Heichin Pigdaini, Amle Nignav, Mashbeach Aniva Ama Amen, if he swears the object was stolen, and their witnesses testify that he himself stole it, he pays Kevel. However, if he admits to his wrongdoings, he pays 125% of its value and brings an Hashem Gizelus. The Gemara infers two halachas from this brisa. One only pays kefil if he swears to his false claim. One only pays kefil if he claimed it was stolen, not if he claimed it was lost. The Gemara cites the source for these halachas. There are two consecutive psukim regarding kefil in the context of Shaibim. And the second pasuk is followed by the earlier mentioned pasuk, "Akol dvar pesha yisham shnayim l'ri'eyu." Now, the second pasuk, "Im lo yimotze aganav, b'toyin tanas ganav ksiv," clearly refers to a toyin tanas ganav, and is read, "Im lo yimotze k'mosh ha'amar elishu atzme ganavai." If his story was not found to be true, rather he himself stole it, he pays kefil. The Gemara brings two interpretations regarding the first pasuk. One brisa says, "Im yimotze aganav b'toyin tanas ganav kasam adaber." The first pasuk also refers to toyin tanas ganav. Tarvayu b'toyin tanas ganav. We need both pasukim because chad lemeute tanas avad. One serves to exclude a false claim that it was lost, where the guardian does not pay kefil. Additionally, the pasuk b'nikra balabais elo elikim refers to them approaching bezdin l'shvur to swear, and one is only liable if he swears. A second brisa says, "Im yimotze aganav b'ganav atzmai." The first pasuk must refer to the ganav himself, because otherwise, trei kori lomali. We would not need both psukim because the extra letter hey in the word haganav of the second pasuk serves lemeute toyin tanis avit to exclude a false claim that it was lost. The first brisa, on the other hand, derives from ganav haganav toyin tanis ganav bebekad misham tashlumi kefil tavach amacha misham tashlumi dal the hey. One is also liable for the fourfold and fivefold payment for toyin tanis ganav if he also slaughtered or sold it. According to the first brisa, that both psukim refer to toyin tanis ganav, we need another source for ganav atzmai that an ordinary ganav pays kefil for all objects. This will be discussed in the next daf.